on the south.
Okay, we're going live. Okay.
All right.
Good evening, everyone. Oh. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes. Aloha, Johnny. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha, Richard. How are you?
Aloha, Richard. Aloha, Del Shear. Psychic Del Shear is in the house. Psychic Fridays and Life, Laughter, Happiness. Hi, everybody.
Aloha.
Hi.
Hi.
Anyway, we're all here, but I wanted to talk to Barbara first, and then you can tell me about your Vegas trip. But I have to tell you this weird thing that happened. I was supposed to go see my dad in in Burbank on Tuesday, last Tuesday. And I don't know. It just did my best friend's, I think I told you this, my best friend's best friend died. So, oh,
yeah,
I did tell her this.
You told us this. You told us this on last Friday.
Right. I now remember that. But I didn't tell you I didn't take the plane, did I?
Yeah, you just did not go altogether because it was not about your dad anymore. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just something happened. Life happens,
yeah.
Death ends. And you decided no, and she needed
to
take care of that by herself.
But I'm glad I didn't, because Los Angeles, like Tahoe, Gardnerville, wherever, was inundated with thunderstorms and rain like you can't believe. And it's been happening all week, Barbie, all week. So,
Dale, when you come over to California, will you please fly into Orange County, John Wayne, Orange County, then I could pick you up easily from the airport, which is only 18 minutes from my home, because going into LAX is a nightmare. Then you can maybe rent a car, and this can be like your home base. You can go to LA, Forest Lawn Drive, all of that, but then come back, fly in and out of Orange County because it's so much better. Plus, they have a Tommy's Burger here now.
Yeah, I know. I know all about Orange County. One of my best friends, Suki, she is a flight attendant for Southwest in Orange County. So, she works odd hours. So in between, I'd have to split my time between you and Suki and going to see my dad. But Burbank is far, Barbie. That is far. It's 2 hours.
That's true. Okay, well then, because Burbank actually is a great airport too. I take that back. But LAX. Yeah.
Oh, I don't ever fly in LAX. Never. So that's a given.
That's Burbank.
But anyway, tell me what happened with you.
Well, that day last Friday, I just was being creative, and I actually did a little photo shoot of my own self because I had some wonderful wicked leather clothing that I would like to actually sell because I really don't know where I would ever wear it, right? So I just shot myself when everybody else went to the bar, and some people actually missed their actual call time for a simple little dinner. Yes, and did not get paid immediately, by the way, because models get paid by like right after they do their job now. They don't have to wait a month. Immediately asking me if I want cash or a Venmo. So, and then I took my spare time up to shoot myself. Now I'm editing it and going to make money off of that. So always thinking of work. But I love work. Mm. You know, that's my passion. So it was a great trip. It was very lucrative.
Well, did they pay you?
Yes, after I was done, right on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, what is Venmo? I keep hearing that word, but what is Venmo?
It's just a way that somebody can send you money. They could use Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, PayPal. There's all different kinds. There's even a way to pay if you're on Messenger now on Facebook. You can pay somebody. It's just a connection to your bank account so you can wire transfer immediate funds. All the nail people are taking it. All the, it's either Zelle or Venmo all the time. Like the hair lady wants it because it's immediate. You don't have to wait for anything to go through. It's just, it really is immediate. It's like a debit card in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I have my credit card machine is immediate through Wells Fargo. So I take debit cards, but
I don't know. Is that a fast transaction?
Yes. Very.
Okay. Same kind of thing. So that's all it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I don't know about those. Dale,
there's more to it, actually.
What?
It is also, it's weird, it's a social media thing, too. So friends on there. Everything is always a profile. And then you can see who paid whom for what. Like I could see somebody I just saw only saw 10 years ago, and they may have just given somebody some money for a golf lesson. They can write in. They can add emojis. So you can either put that on private or public. And I do not know to this day why people think it is cool to show who they're paying and why and what for with emojis. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it does exist, and that's what it is.
This has gone way above and beyond me for knowing things. I'm really into, I have to throw something at you. I'm into AI. Is Johnny there?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. AI,
yes,
no, wait. Okay, we'll get to it. This is my time with Barbara Richard, this is my time. I'm into AI, and I'll tell you something, what I figured out. Remember I was telling you to watch the TV show God Friended Me?
Yes.
Okay, did you get a chance to watch it on Prime?
Yeah. I didn't watch it yet, but I'm writing that down because I'm going to watch it tonight. God Friended Me.
It's on Prime Video. It's for free. The first 22 chapters is free, and it's great. Okay, so I figured out something by watching it because it gives you a lot of insight. And what I figured out was, number one, all the readings I have done in my life, I can prove that most of them are predestined. Not everyone, but most of them are predestined. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to see the future. And if a plane is going to crash, it's going to crash. There's nothing you can do about it. You can change the go on the plane, and you can do that. But things are, in my mind, I can almost prove it, predestined. Now, free will chance, there is a little bit of free will that comes in for a very small amount of time. I've been able to work with that. To give you an idea, my teacher, Peter Hurkos, told me that he saw my mother going to die. This was many years ago. And I said, can I stop it? And he said, I don't know. He said, but these are the signs of what to look for. If she's walking down the street, she's real thin as a rail or da-da-da, whatever it was, I followed the signs. And what occurred was I was able to stop my mother's death and send my mother down to Los Angeles to be with my sister. And she was put, you know, in a hospital, and they said she would have died. So I'm telling you that things are predestined. I don't know how you feel about that, but that's my take on it.
I do, and that's interesting. I am actually Googling God Friended Me, and I would like to give people more info about it since you recommend it.
Okay.
And you always recommend great things, so it's important, and I am very sorry that I got absent-minded and didn't actually go through with watching it because I love your recommendations, Dale.
Well, thank you. I love yours, too.
Thank you.
Call in, Simon.
But would you go away? Just go away. This
you don't
it's
love
really
me anymore.
Okay, I'll take a call. Go ahead.
All right. Elizabeth, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, my. Hmm. Okay. Are you getting any of the smoke down there?
No. You can't see it, but you can smell it, and it's been, like, kind of hazy and gray.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm sorry about that. Elizabeth, have you thought about moving?
Yes.
And Richard, I need you to be quiet, please. I got to concentrate. What area do you want to move to?
I want to move to Europe. That has been my dream since I was 19.
I'm right there with you. Yeah, okay. What part of Europe?
Southern France by the Mediterranean.
I do see you going to Europe. I do see you being able to live there. As far as moving there, that's a choice. And if you want to do that, you will be able to.
That's great.
That I see for sure. I've been to France many times. I love it. I love Paris. I've been to Normandy. I've been all over. I haven't been to the south of France. Richard has, but I haven't been to the south of France. I didn't feel the necessity to go there. I wanted to go to Paris, and I loved every minute of it. And for the first time in my life, I learned what museums were.
Oh.
And being from New Jersey, New York, I should have known, but no one ever took me. So my first time going to museums were in Paris, and I loved every bit of it. So, I mean, you know, you're going to have a ball. It's going to take a little bit of time. You're looking at maybe a year or two or less. Who do you know there?
Don't know anybody, but since I was 3, I was crying all the time saying, I'm French. And, you know, everybody would think I was crazy, and I'd say, don't you remember this? Don't you remember that? Well, about 4 years ago, I did a DNA test, and guess what?
You're French.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak the language?
Oui. Yes.
Oui. Comment allez-vous, mademoiselle?
It's one of those things that I always knew. I always knew, and I told people, and I would just literally cry about it, that I wanted to go home. And now I'm like 57, and I'm on disability, and like nothing's happening here. I've been waiting 5 years for a settlement, and I'm just doing nothing. And I just want a
Your settlement will come within 1.5 to 2 years. You will make enough money, and you will be able. You need to go to France and enjoy. And have you been studying the language?
I took it in high school, but I remembered parts and bits of it from my childhood. I remember I would sing French songs, and everybody would be like, where did you learn that? And I just remembered them. So I'm good to go. I'm ready to go. But like I said, this legal stuff is holding me back, and I just feel like there's no reason to be here.
Okay, well, the legal stuff's going to go out of the way. It's going to be fine. And you are going to get some money, and it's going to work itself out. I'd suggest you can get, I know I do this even now, Pinslers has a DVD I put in my car, and I listen to it all the time. And, you know, I keep up with my French. And when I went to Paris, they actually thought I was French because I had the accent and I was speaking very well. And they say, "Oh, you think in French?" I go, "Oui," you know. And I really enjoyed learning and the people, and they're a lot like New Yorkers, so it was very easy for me.
Interesting. Oh, I found out that I have, like, a big ancestry, like, from Normandy and Alsace, and those are areas that I was always fascinated about when I was a kid. I would always talk about Normandy and Brittany and the castles and this and that, and I'd point and say, I know that, I was there, and, you know, all this stuff. So it makes sense to me. It doesn't really make sense
Are you sure you're not picking up a past life thing?
I think that was part of it, yes, as well. But the DNA also supports it. So, yeah, 100% real to me.
Okay. Well, let me give you my phone number in case you get the brothers to call me and you want. It's 808-372.
Okay.
Do you have a pencil? I'm sorry. 808.
Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm, 308-3-1816.
That's a Hawaii
okay.
number because I spend my time in Hawaii and, you know, Tahoe and Gardnerville and all over. But I'm here in Nevada right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right. Perfect.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara?
I'm here.
Did she ask a question?
No. She just wanted to tell you. I think it was about her confirming she's on the correct path, which she is, which is amazing. Good for her. Keep going. Go. If you want to call it home, you feel that strongly, go. Right, Richard.
Right.
Dale, and, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My desire is to live in France and live in Paris for at least a few months. I mean, somewhere, sometime. I've gone 4 times, and I feel very comfortable there. Very comfortable.
6 times.
Oh, you outdid me.
And not only that, but where she's going, the French Riviera, Cannes, and Saint-Tropez.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite place. And then right, skip and a jump over there, Monte Carlo, Monaco, the number one place for me.
I've never been. But Richard's been, I think.
Yes.
He's been in the Navy. He's been. Tell us about yours real quick.
Cool.
Huh? Yeah,
oh,
in the Navy. We were on a, what they call a med cruise. I was over there almost in and out during 1 year, a little less than 1 year, because the cruises were normally around 9 months or so at the time I went. And so we stopped in France and Italy and even down to Greece and even Gibraltar, so for all the different ports in the Mediterranean. And so I got to see quite a bit of it. And in France, I found this one restaurant that had the most wonderful filet mignon you could ever eat. And that would be my treat.
Ooh,
filet
I love
mignon.
That. Really? Yum.
And that's where I learned that French bread and their white dinner wine, whatever they call it, is great. And the other memory I have of this one, the last one also, was taking a tour of a perfume factory.
Oh, my God.
Ooh,
I never heard that one.
I came out smelling like a rose.
You're cute.
Okay.
Okay.
Johnny, go ahead. Go ahead and go to the next one. It's okay. Hello.
Johnny. Aloha.
Johnny.
Johnny, aloha.
Aloha
to Johnny. Johnny, aloha. Okay.
Aloha, Johnny.
In the meantime, until he gets back, I must tell you that I have been looking and searching for Godfriended Me. Yes, it is on Prime Video, but you still have to pay $1.99 per episode, which is odd.
No, they have it. Are you a member of Prime?
Yes.
Then it's free, the first 22 episodes. It's free.
Okay.
The first, so don't believe it. Just go in there and then the second half.
I wasn't logged on exactly on Prime, so I'll go into my account and look. But I was searching on my Roku TV, and I know you love Roku, so it kind of shows you where you can see it everywhere. But I'm excited. I just learned that they are ending after two seasons, and they gave their show off a great send-off finale because they knew this is going to be our last season. So it seems like a great, tight-knit group of actors and a great production. So, hey, everybody, go check it out. Cause
I was so sad when it ended. Can we find Johnny? What happened to him?
Johnny,
right,
please send the caller.
Where did you go?
I'm just greeting a caller. That was all. I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bring him on.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Amla, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. How are you?
Hi,
Dale.
Hi. That's a beat. That's a beautiful name.
Amla.
What kind of nationality is that?
My parents are from India, but I am American as apple pie.
Wow. Boy, did you get lucky. I don't know which is better. All I could say is this. You love to travel. You love to go places. You like to do things. You can't sit still for 5 minutes. You're almost ADD when it comes to going places and doing things. Where is it you want to travel to?
It's interesting. It's an inside-out job. So I'm always thinking I'm a writer. So I really have these big, grand ideas, and then I just kind of put on paper, and I just – it's interesting – yeah, phenomenal. I mean, I like going places, yes, but nothing is more exciting for me than the mind and how far I could go. So I'm a very abstract thinker. Yeah.
Also, yes, and you write, have you written any books yet?
Yeah, I have. I've written two of my own, and then I'm part of two collaboratives. So this next one, it's just doing its own thing. I'm the type of person who I walk the talk in the sense, and then I write about it. I'm not just a person who just has concepts. Yeah, yeah. So
I'm a lot like you. I've written 5 books, had a publisher, but he has now since retired, Blue Dolphin Publishing. And the 5 books I wrote were all about things I knew or myself.
Yes.
So
exactly.
It was very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. I can't just write. I have to be a part of what's going on before I can write.
Exactly. I think for me,
and I love
that's
that.
That's a genuine teacher like yourself. It's like that's real teaching. You know, it just you're not just saying things because it sounds great. I mean, that's
right.
That's not that. I mean, my whole message is to be authentic with yourself. And I can't be authentic and preach it if I'm not it. That's the way it goes. So I do have a question though. Go ahead.
All right, that's all right. What month are I'll answer in a moment. What month are you born? Astrologically, what month are you born?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay. Do you do Vedic astrology or do you do regular?
I do regular.
Are you familiar with Vedic, which is Indian?
Yes. Yes, I am. I am. I think it's all related, honestly. I was just listening to a Vedic astrologer on YouTube, and some of the things that he was saying is a lot. I kind of just went with what he was talking about rising signs, and my rising is an Aquarius. So there's a big thinker. And the truth teller is with the Sag, so it kind of goes hand in hand. So
I have found Vedic astrology to be the most accurate astrology ever. It was amazing, just amazing, because I have been to Kauai, where I stayed with the monks up in the hills, and I ate with them and everything, and they did Vedic astrology, and I wasn't allowed to visit unless the signs were right. If the signs were all right, then I was allowed to come visit. It was wild what they taught me about Vedic astrology. But anyway, what is your question?
Okay, thank you so much. So I'm going to a few places. I think that's what you're tapping into. This
yes.
month is full of, like, there's some fire ceremonies. I'm into some. I'm into all sorts of things. But I just feel like I don't
one
know.
Question. One question, sweetie.
No, I am. I'm getting to it. I'm just, one second. So I'm going to these places, and so I'm just wondering if you see me meeting somebody special as far as the relationship is concerned.
Where are you going?
I'm going to actually two. There's one for the solstice, and then one 2 days later, and then I'm doing...
I don't know what that is. What is it?
Okay, so I don't really honestly don't know what it is either, but it's a fire ceremony. So it's based on shamanism. That's what the description said.
Oh, okay.
And I know some of the people.
Where you walk over the coals?
No. We're in a circle, and we just gather energy, and then, like, we release what doesn't serve us anymore. That's for the solstice, because it's June 21st. And then there's another one 2 days later. It's all heart-based, you know, with the heart chakra, and we just... expand our hearts and just, it's beautiful. It's a really beautiful way to gather and just be in
space.
We
have a lot of American Indians around here and a lot of tribes. I should check into that and see if there's anything going on here.
Oh, there's always
to that effect.
You should go on the social media platform. Really, there's so much going on anywhere you are. There's just, it's a beautiful thing.
I've been to powwows.
Yeah.
Kind of like that? I loved it.
Yes.
Anyway, are you going to meet anybody? Yes. But anybody of substance, I feel you talking and having a good time and enjoying yourself and having friendship, but I don't see a love relationship. I do see you really getting into what you're doing. And it's being wonderful for you. And you're learning a lot, and you're going to write about it, so it's good.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. I'm just excited to just meet and gather with these people. I just wasn't sure if I meet Mr. Right. Because I feel ready. I do feel ready for the relationship to come in.
Well, Barbara, can you tell her about my soulmate tape?
Yes.
Barbara?
Amala, you must go on to Life Laughter Happiness YouTube if you haven't been. 5 Dale Shears meditation tapes, and you could choose from releasing her. Yes, and I think you would really love them, and they're so professional and well done and very great with great music. Please do.
When you go into Life Laughter Happiness, go into the L, and then you'll see all my tapes. There's, I believe, Johnny, is there 8, I think?
There's 8, but can you elaborate on what you mean by going to the L?
Yeah, life. The only way I get into Life, Laughter, Happiness to see my tapes is if there's an L on your Life, Laughter, Happiness, a round circle. It's yellow, and it has the letter L in it, and that's what I tap into. And then I can see all my tapes.
Yeah. It's the thumbnail, our thumbnail photo. And it doesn't say L. It says life. And when you click on it, then it says life, laughter, happiness across it. The way it has to be, because life, laughter, happiness is very hard to put in a tiny little box.
I got it. Okay, so just go to the life in yellow. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great. Right, I will definitely check that out. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
We hope you have a wonderful seminar, and call us next Friday and tell us how you like Dale's tapes.
All right, sounds great. I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Johnny, do we have another one?
No, but I was having some people that said that they were going to call tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and give the number out again. It's 516-531-9874 to call in to get a free reading.
Okay. I was hoping my friend was going to call in, Corinne, but I don't know what happened to her. Anyway, so Barbara, you talk. My voice is
well,
going. You talk.
My daughter's last day.
Oh, what do you think?
Today, so that was a big
deal. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's always stressful and up and to this point, but she pulled it off, so that's good. It's just, I feel so discombobulated with it. It just, you know, I'm trying to help, and I don't even know half this stuff. I thought I'd be a whiz at this English. Some of the things I never even have heard of. And she's like, you learned it. You learned it. Yeah, 40 years ago. So.
Yeah.
I think it gave her a boost of confidence to knowing that she knows more than her mother.
Yep, they are ahead of us. You know, they are ahead of us. And have you heard of Wanda Sykes, the comedian?
Oh yeah, the comedian.
Okay,
yeah,
she has a new one out that I laughed and laughed about what she said. One of the things she said, which was hysterical, in her bit, we were watching it for an hour yesterday, but she said she had COVID and she isolated herself in her room with food, and her wife didn't have it, the kids didn't have it, but she had it. So she was in heaven being away from them, totally being away. And but it was really funny. She said she's watching all these shows on television, and she's watching. She goes, hey, I got to watch Pimple Popper. I got to watch 90 Days. And I'm going, what? And she goes, I was in hog heaven. And my wife went and go, what are you watching that you're laughing so hard? Oh, my God. I was watching Pimple Popper this afternoon and going, oh, my God, I can't believe she's doing that. Oh, my God. But Blythe, my husband said, I'm eating. Turn got away. And I said, I can't. He said, turn it off. I go, there was one guy with 9 zits that were unreal, and it was just like unreal. And I was really getting into it and all the stuff that was coming out of it.
I know, because you just want the relief. You want to see the end result, like, oh, God, you got it all out. Johnny, have you ever seen that, or have you actually been to a pimple popper yourself?
No, I don't know what it is.
It's on PCL. You know, I don't know what channel you get it on, but Pimple Popper's on there. I get it on Discovery Channel. But when I really want to get into it and get away from all my problems, I watch Pimple Popper.
I know. It'll take you away to a place you've never been before. Oh, my God. Isn't that crazy how the body is actually works like that to repel something, to build up so much stuff around something that could hurt you, and it builds and builds and builds, and pretty soon you have this big mound of who knows what that just needs to be popped. Oh, my God. It's so kind of satisfying, actually.
Actually, I'm wondering why people don't go earlier to get that done rather than wait 2, 3, or 4 years till it's humongous.
They think it's going to go away. They think it's going to go away, and they're embarrassed.
I don't think so. I don't think it ever goes away. The one lady had her two arms were, like, swollen, and I'm going, how is Pimple Popper going to fix this? I swear, I'm sick. I'm majorly sick.
What was in there in her arms?
pus.
God, no way. Two arms full of pus?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
They got it all out.
I got to tune in. I haven't seen that one yet. It is so weird. But, you know, people do get embarrassed, even if they have a little tiny spot. But I don't know how they would be so embarrassed to let it get that big. Is it like another head? They actually let the tumor get like a bowling ball.
No.
Hey,
yeah, what's happening? What?
We have a caller. We have a caller.
Okay. Okay, I'll try to get serious here. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Melissa, you were live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa. Where are you calling from?
Visalia, California.
Visalia?
Yep. It's a little town nobody's ever really heard of.
Yeah, I was going to say, where is
an hour south of Fresno.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sort of in the middle. Is that near Chico?
We're right in the middle of the Central Valley. It's not near Chico. We're right in the middle of the Central Valley near Tulare and a bunch of other little towns, Madera.
What would possess you to go and live there?
I grew up here.
Oh, that's a good reason.
That's a good reason.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, we're in the agricultural section of California primarily.
I know that part. That part I know. There is, how can I help you, sweetheart? But before I start there, I see a problem with a car. I see having to go to the doctor. I see not feeling too well or from the past or somebody close to you or in the family is going through that. What's going on? What am I picking up on?
Well, my grandma passed away in November, and she was kind of the glue that held our family together. And now everybody's turned to me, and I'm not even the oldest, like the next one in line of the siblings I'm the grandchild. There's other people that are older that you would think that they would be the ones that would take over this role, but it's kind of being thrust upon me. The car thing is
small
problems. The car thing is small. Like, I have to have my car smogged, and I was literally just talking to my boyfriend about they're not wanting to smog his car before I called. Did that 2 seconds before we called.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I picked up on that conversation. Have you talked about getting married? Because I see marriage.
Yeah, it's kind of, I want it, he does it, kind of complicated, and it's kind of complicated, but yeah. Been together for 10 years.
Okay, but I see, that's all? I see marriage with you. I see marriage with you, whether it be with him or someone else. And if he doesn't whip you up pretty soon, there will be someone else. So that's for sure. But I also see you are you going to San Francisco for some reason?
Not to my knowledge at this point, no.
Well, I see you having to go there for something. I don't know what it is. But what's your question? How can I help you?
I feel lost with my grandma gone. Like I said, she held us together, the family, and I feel like I'm going under, like there's not a lot of cooperation happening, because we're a multi-generational family, so there's like other, like my aunts and my uncles, and like we all live on this property, basically. It's a big property, and there's several different households on this one property, several different houses, and it's just everybody's kind of turning to me because I'm now living in the big house towards where my grandma was, to be my grandma, and I feel like I'm falling apart, like I'm not doing it well, and I'm not doing it well, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, I can't do a whole reading, but let me explain what I feel that you should do. You need to have a meeting with all your relatives or siblings and tell them exactly how you feel right now. They're at you because you have the biggest house. You can just say, I'm just not doing it, and that's it. I love my grandma with all my heart and soul, and I can't be her, and I'm just not doing it. It's not my thing. So they're going to eventually have to pick somebody other than you, so I wouldn't really worry about it.
It's not like I mind doing it, but I just need them to do their share, like more than what they did before, you know? And that's been the kind of...
Okay, sweetheart, I can't do a whole reading.
I know.
If you need a whole reading, I gave you an answer. But if you need a whole reading...
All right, thank you so much.
You can, okay. All right, have a good day.
You too, bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
Johnny?
Well, yes, I'm here.
That's a good segue to just give out your number real quick, Psychic Del Shear. Call your favorite psychic this week. After we hang up from this wonderful show that we offer a little smidgen of free, wonderful psychic advice, you can get a whole reading all to yourself. All you have to do is call Psychic Del Shear directly at 808-372-1816. That is 808-372-1816. And Dale also has a website, DaleShears.com, DaleShears.com, to find out more information.
Well, thank you, Barbara. You did that cool. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it when it's spelled out? And so I did it for you, Dale, the way you like it done. And, you know, I actually sent somebody one of your tapes this week, mm-hmm. releasing Hurt, because I knew that she had been going literally on for 5 to 6 days, hadn't even laid down. I mean, yeah, you sleep, but actually consciously laying down and closing your eyes to meditate is so very important to recharge your brain. And I sent her the Hurt tape. So mm-hmm. I hope she did listen.
I hope so, too. And you can get that on Life, Laughter, Happiness. It's free. And it's a meditation tape. It's modeled after Shirley MacLaine seminars, and they're very good tapes, and it's with guitar and music, and I think most people will enjoy it a lot.
Me too. Because
there's
and
eight different ones.
And I enjoy them all the time. It's so important. I came back from that Vegas trip. Do you know that was literally 6 days of being on? Because even when you wake up, you're still on. Maybe you have an off day, but you're still out there. You're not at home base. So it's really mm-hmm. important when you get home to lay down, close your eyes, even for if you only can squeeze in 10 minutes. It's so very important, because tell us about how our brain is overworking and why this meditation and your tapes are so important, Dale.
I don't know that there's a why, but they've more than proven that meditation works. That it calms yourself down, it releases stress, and now doctors are using it. And so any kind of meditation will help you. My tapes are really good, so they'll help you a lot, you know, that type of thing. But what I was going to tell you, Barbara, is you're going to have one or two offers out of this Las Vegas gig that you're going to get is going to please you, and it represents buku bucks and money. And one of them is also a golf tournament somewhere that you're going to go to, and you're going to be a part of that.
Oh, my gosh. Right when you said, right before you said golf, I was thinking about the other thing. Okay, great, letting that come in. And then I was thinking, is there a golf thing? Is there a golf thing? And then you said golf. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. You know I will love that.
I'm surprised they haven't invited you up here to Edgewood with all the movie stars at, you know, the Edgewood Country Club in Lake Tahoe. They do it every year on July. It'll be around July 10th or 11th, something like that. And
I don't think they know about me yet, about me being a golfer. I'll have to let them know about me.
Yes, you should, because it's huge. And you would be able to come up here. I'd be able to see you. And for sure. I mean, I know.
Wow. I would love it. Okay, and you're going to get, can you give me just any more details? And I'll look it up and I'll contact them.
It's called Edgewood Golf. Edgewood, E-D, whatever you spell it, Edgewood Golf Tournament.
Okay.
It's celebrity golf tournament. It's usually July 4th weekend or a little bit after, and it's in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, God, and I would love to see you and Richard and your husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you, Del. Okay, yeah, I'm surprised I'm not booked yet as well.
Yeah, I would think that you should be because someone like yourself deserves to definitely go to that.
Oh, yeah, at 160-yard smackaroo, I just think so.
Well, I never broke 100.
I like
100,
to make Richard so giggle. I'm just kidding. I really did that. But I like to make Richard giggle.
Yeah. Okay.
Johnny, have you given out your phone number?
Yeah, the number is 516-531-9874. I have a feeling there may be some technical problems tonight, but that's the number to call
again?
In.
Again?
Well, the only reason I say that is it seems like some of the people that said that they were going to call in haven't called in. And earlier when I screened a call, the person got disconnected after I screened it. So I'm in, you know, I don't know. But
you were having problems earlier. Yeah, you were having problems earlier, so that's possible. That's possible. Anyway, I get my reading tomorrow, providing it doesn't thunder and lightning like crazy. And that's going to be fun.
I think so, too. I love it that we all have things to look forward to. It's very important to busy, make your appointments, get things done. One thing leads to another. It was so depressing during COVID. It was so stay in. You know, there were pluses. I admit there were some pluses, making a lot of money.
I didn't find it depressing. I lost a lot of friends who died of COVID, unfortunately, literally.
And
your COVID
cake. Your COVID cake, remember?
My what? Oh, my birthday cakes?
Yeah.
That said COVID 1, 2, and 3 for 3 years. But I didn't find it depressing because we were service workers. We had to deliver food to people. So we wore masks, we had no contact, and we just picked up the food with Grubhub and DoorDash and dropped it off at the door and either called them or honked. And so we didn't have the issues of, you know, COVID. We could get out of the house. We could go eat if we wanted to. I didn't have any of the issues with it. It was just like I was leading my normal life, you know, but we were service workers, and it was enjoyable to do that, to help people and to get them food because there was no way to get it.
Well, that's a different perspective that you were able to live, and that is so great. I just feel finally a little bit free.
Yeah, and then my hairdresser, I went down to her house, and I just had my hair done. Couldn't get my nails done, but I didn't find it much different, except what it did create in my mind was to think a lot. Think about my life. Think about what I wanted to do, what would be important in my life. I think a lot of people made major changes in their life during COVID, you know, so that was important. You know, and it turned up because nobody went back to work. So, I mean,
it did change a lot.
It changed a lot of, you know, fast food places. They can't keep help. The pay scale was going up. Now nobody can afford groceries. I mean, it's crazy.
Dale, we have a caller.
Okay.
Okay. Melvin, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Hi, Melvin.
Hey, thank you for taking my call today.
And where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. That sounds fun. I've never been there. I've been to North Carolina, but I haven't been to Georgia. What can I do for you? How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to see what you can tell me about a relationship and then about my concerns with my brother. He having some health issues. He's got to go to the nursing home.
Oh. Wait, what about your brother?
He has something wrong with his legs. He can't stand up and walk. So he's been in the hospital, and they have shipped him to a local nursing home, a rehab.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know, is he going to be okay?
Do you know what he has? Do they tell you what he has?
They said that he has poor circulation and he has rheumatism arthritis. And I think he has gout. And he has some stents put in his leg. But I think maybe the stents to start acting up or something. I don't know. He can't walk.
Yeah, that's from the arthritis because I get that on my knees.
They drain his knees.
It's going to be all right. I mean, it won't be the way it was, but he will be okay. And I don't know if he'll be able to get out of that nursing home. Is Medicare paying for that?
Yes, ma'am, they are.
Yeah. He's almost better staying there because he got three meals and they give him good physical therapy and all that stuff, so it's not that bad. And he will be able to walk better. It just takes some time. It's going to take a long time. Okay. What was the other thing you wanted to know?
Yeah, about this young lady that I'm interested in, and she work at a dialysis center I go to, and her name is Cassandra. And how she feel about me? Do you see us getting together and being friends and relationships?
Is she a patient or is she a nurse?
No, she's a caregiver. I mean, she's a tech. She works there.
A tech, okay. That's what I thought. She cares about you, thinks you're wonderful, you're fun, you're enjoyable, but that's as far as it goes, and you will be great friends. Great friends.
Do you see her coming over to my home or anything like that?
No, not unless you pay her to do so. She has a job. No. She has a job and she likes it very much. And she's kind and nice to everybody. Okay?
Okay. So there's nothing going to happen.
Nothing romantic.
Oh. Okay. Yes,
bye.
Ma'am.
You have a best friend, dear, and a good one at that, and she'll take good care of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Boy, we have some serious issues today, Barb.
Yeah, those were very interesting callers today. We had a big variety. I loved it.
Yeah.
And we were asking Johnny a few things. Seems like he's not even around for the real meat of our show because he's...
No, I'm around. I'm around. I do. I actually talk to the callers a lot. Like earlier, there was one caller that I screened and she goes, well, you know, the first caller, I said, make sure it's a specific question. She goes, well, I want to go to Italy. So, you know, I got to hear her bring up her question before everybody else does. So, you know, now, give me one second here. We have one more caller.
Okay, that's very nice.
Do you want me to screen this caller?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
No, it's okay. We're almost at the end.
Whatever Dale wants, Dale, whatever you want. Well, we do have 5 minutes left.
Okay. Yeah, no, you don't need to screen anybody, Johnny. It's okay. Where'd he go?
I don't know. He asked them their name. They're not going to hurt us through the phone line. Just put them on. If they're a weirdo, we will hang up. If they're not going to kill us
that's
through
right.
the phone line. That's what I feel. So, Johnny, get back. Just push them through. Maybe I should log in next time. Just push them through.
Okay.
He's ready.
This caller is... Are you ready? Okay, this is Benita. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Benita. Where are you calling from, darling? Where?
Calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina. But we're getting a lot of the South. Unbelievable. I don't think... Usually we get New York a lot, but because of the smoke, I think, yeah, that's another thing. Johnny, I forgot to tell you, because of all the smoke from Canada, they're probably not into the phone lines at the moment. But how can I help you, sweetheart?
I'm looking to see if you see me moving anytime soon.
Where do you want to go to?
Well, my lease is ending, and my boyfriend and I are splitting up, and I have no clue where I'm moving to.
Oh, boy.
Period.
Okay, your lease is... Sounds like me about 6 months ago. about a year ago. You're splitting up, but can't you stay where you're at for now, or you can't afford it, which is...
Cannot
what?
Afford it. It's like almost... It's like $2,300 a month.
In South Carolina?
Yes, ma'am. It is expensive here.
Lord, it's that way everywhere. I can't believe it. Okay, it's more like that in Nevada. Do you want to leave the state or stay where you're at?
You know what? I am open wherever spirit sends me.
You know, I'm going to tell you that the craziest place I see you right now, I see you in Hawaii. I don't know why, but I just see you in Hawaii. And there's going to be an opportunity for you to go or go on a trip and go. And you might see something you like, and it's sort of the Big Island or, you know, like Hilo or Kona or something like that. But I see you in Hawaii for some reason. But as far as moving, it's not going to happen right away because, like you say, the rents are crazy. What about North Carolina? Is that cheaper?
No, it's not cheaper. I just moved to North Carolina 2 years ago, and I moved in with my boyfriend, and he's just like, you know, he wants me to travel with him, but I just started a job, and I don't want to leave, really.
Well, what kind of job did you start?
No, he drives trucks, so he's on the road all the time.
Oh, God, it's been a rough one.
Years.
Okay. So I don't blame you. I just don't see you moving yet, and nothing's coming up in your price range unless you get a roommate. Do you have any relatives or anybody you could live with?
Not in Charleston. I live at the beach. If that was just picking up in Hawaii, because I live right here.
Oh, I see. No, but I still see you going to Hawaii. I don't know what for, but why? Near future. Yes, you will find something, but it's not. Actually, that's pretty cheap, $2,300 at the beach. That's pretty cheap. Are you aware of that? Can you get a roommate?
It's the rate. I mean, it's the going rate. Anytime you're near, that's the going rate. You're not going to find anything cheaper.
Okay, what about a roommate?
Well, I don't know anybody really to have a roommate.
Well, if you go on the marketplace on mm-hmm. what do you call it? I'm going blank.
Facebook.
Facebook. You go on the Facebook and the marketplace and you put up, you need a roommate, you put in detail what you're looking for, you'll get hits, big ones.
Okay.
So try that, because why should you have to move? Because I really don't see you moving, so I don't know the answer to your question. I don't see you moving. And you'll have to call me back on that, but I just don't see it. But try Facebook.
Yeah.
Wait, you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
I looked at renting a room out in someone's home.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Well, so you can do that, but and that's fine. But that's not your own place. But if you want a roommate where you're at, that could work even better. So try what I'm telling you on Facebook and see where it goes, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you,
I'm
ma'am.
Sorry I couldn't have better news. Go. Sometimes you just don't see it.
Focus on what – why doesn't she focus on what you said? I mean, when you see Hawaii, I would be like, really? Oh, my God, could that be true? I could actually live in Hawaii. I mean, there's a reason the psychic is saying this. So, hello, maybe you should turn your light bulb on in your head and listen to the psychic gal here. She says she sees Hawaii. Go. You're free.
Well, she's saying,
you got broken up
she's
with.
Saying, she's saying she lives at the beach. I don't know. I still see her moving. I don't know. But anyway.
Okay.
Barbara, really look into Edgewood Golf and Golf Tournament, Celebrity Golf Tournament it's called.
Okay, I will. Awesome. I will. Thank you so much.
They're looking for people, and, I mean, we have all the best. Trump used to come up here all the time when he was normal, you know, and he and my husband
is normal ahead of us, I'm thinking.
Yes. And when he was normal, he used to ask, because we had the cigar shop, he used to ask for cigars. And we'd give him one, and he wanted the most expensive one, and we gave him that, and he signed a book for me. That was him.
Did he pay
but
for it?
But that's when he was, huh?
Did
no,
he pay
I had
for
bought
it?
The book this no.
Why do all of the people who already are privileged, then they expect the free? Something's not
but
right
you
there.
You don't understand. I know. But God will take care of that, and so will karma. But I can tell
I can tell you this.
He hired a lot of people in Tahoe places for him and do things, and he never paid them. So he's very cheap, and he'd like to keep the money for himself. And, you know, once in a while he'll give something away to somebody in need, but that's about it. I just read something today that all the people that were working for him now to keep him in power, he's not paying. So, I don't know. People like that, where do you see their karma?
That makes me feel
better,
Dale. Because sometimes you feel so hopeless and helpless of your feelings, and how can you make sense of them? But you just did, because we don't have to as humans. Karma, God, the universe, it'll all work itself out. Rest assured.
Yes, it will. Boy, I tell you, I told you the story of me not believing in karma many years ago. And many, many years ago, I told my best friend, I don't believe in that. As I backed into her car when I was coming out of the driveway.
Oh, so that is crazy.
So I said, well, I guess I believe in karma now, and I've never stopped believing. Because when I get karma, it's instant. I get instant karma.
In tuned.
What?
Okay,
yeah.
That's
okay.
Cool. That's a good
can you
way
do
to the end
shout?
The show. Yeah. Well, we just
do I do
did.
The shout out?
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Aloha. And thank you for listening to Life, Laughter, Happiness. And during this week, when you're feeling like you need a little extra help to guide you on your path, or you have a question, maybe it's your love life, your career, finances, call Psychic Dale Shear at 808-372-1816. She's there for you. Get an appointment. It's that easy. So, everybody, thank you again, and aloha. Have a wonderful weekend. Richard, say aloha, aloha to everybody. It was great having you on the show.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, darling. Have a good one,
Great. Thank you for your expertise once again. And, Johnny, thank you. And, you know, we all love you. And, hey, check out my new Life, Laughter, Happiness tank top on Facebook, Life, Laughter, Happiness, momentarily.
Okay. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.